弟兄姊妹早晨。
Yes， 早晨。我是英文牧师。
I'm an English pastor.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me to join you this morning.
好多谢大家邀请我今日能够同大家来到大家当中。
I was delighted to reconnect with Tam Simo, and she talked to Pastor Jonathan. No, someone to invite me.
咁啊，好開心今日能夠係再同譚師母嚟到見面啊！咁啊，透過啊 Jonathan 邀請我嚟到大家當中。
So it's my privilege to be with you this morning to worship alongside you.
好榮幸今日能夠喺大家當中一同嘅嚟到敬拜神。
Now I've been asked about 8 times in the last couple of days. Oh, if I have a PowerPoint, just to let us know.
咁啊，過去呢段時間裏邊咧，我俾常常有人問我，佢話咧，我今日會唔會有投影咧？
And I was asked this morning a couple of times too.
今朝早仲有人問我。
I don't have a PowerPoint.
我今日冇投影嘅。
Because it's a lot of work.
好，因為要好多功夫嘅。
Now, how many of you like to work?
有邊啲人係好中意做工㗎，做事
㗎 ？Oh, wow, Jenga! Wow, excellent. Well, whether it's homework or work around the house or working at your job.I don't know. For me, it's a no.
我話無論你係做功課又好，喺屋企做家務又好，或者你喺職場裏面做事又好，對我嚟講咧，做工都係唔係幾好事。
It's called work for a reason.
咁啊，因為佢做工作咧係有個原因噶嘛。
If it was enjoyable, it probably would not be called work.
如果呢啲係一啲享受嘅事情咧，我諗佢就唔會叫做係工作啦。
In fact, a lot of you that work, the reason you're working is so that you won't have to work any longer.
咁啊，我相信咧，我哋当中好多人，你哋今日都仲愿意做工咧，系因为咧，你希望将来有一日咧，你就唔使再做工啦。
We work so that we can retire and then enjoy.
我哋做工系因为我希望有一日我哋能够退休，咁我哋就可以享受生活。
Now, for those of you that put your hand up, I know it's because work can be rewarding for sure.
咁啊，头先我都见到有啲人举手啊，我都相信咧，做工咧，工作咧，系会有啲嘅回报嘅。
But if you had a choice between work and play, I wonder which would win.
但如果你有一个选择系要做工还是系玩乐嘅话咧，我相信咧呢个嘅选择都好明显啦。
Well, this morning we're going to be looking in the scripture to see what God has to say about work.
今天早上我们要从圣经里面来看看神怎样来讲到这个关于工作或者是做工的事情。
And hopefully we will see that to work is not only a good thing, but it's a necessary thing.
我们来看到做工不单是一个需要的事情，更加不单是一个好事，更加是必须的事情。
In fact, the Bible tells us that we are to work.
其实咧，圣经话俾我哋听咧，我哋每个人都需要嚟到去工作嘅。
So in your bulletin this morning, I noticed there were the 3 points: work on, work in, and work through.
咁样大家嘅程序表里边咧，我哋今日都登咗有三个嘅重点就系话咧，我哋要做工神会喺我哋里面嚟到做工，同埋神会透过我哋嚟到做工。
And these points are going to be coming from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16, if you have a Bible and you'd like to turn to that.
咁今日讲到咧，我哋会系基于呢个嘅腓立比书二章嘅12至到16节如果你有圣经嘅，你可以翻开，跟住我哋一齐嚟到睇。
But let's begin by asking God to bless our time together.
我哋首先嚟到求神，嚟到祝福带领我哋以下嘅时间。
Our Heavenly Father.
我哋天父。
We want to thank you for allowing us to worship you and to be in your presence.
多谢你，让我哋能够系一同嘅嚟到敬拜你，有你嘅同在。
We ask God that you would speak to each one of us as we humble ourselves before you.
求你帮助我哋，当我哋谦卑喺你面前嘅时候，你就向我哋嚟到说话。
And as we listen to your words, God, may they transform us and change us into your likeness.
当我们聆听你的话语的时候，就让你的话语去改变我们的生命，我们更加紧紧地跟随你。
May you be glorified and honored through this time and through the sermon.
愿你在这段时间当中都是得着你当得的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to be reading from verses 12 to 16, and then we'll look a little closer.
我哋先会睇腓立比书嘅第二章十二至到十六节，然后我哋会再细详细啲嘅嚟到睇。
So how about I'll read it in English first? Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life.
腓立比书第二章第十二至到十六节，将看来我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常信服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是信服的，就当恐惧战惊，造成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲拨谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
So our first point this morning that we'll be looking at is that we need to work on or work out our salvation.
我今日第一点会同大家去分享嘅就系我哋需要嚟到去做好或者系造成我哋得救嘅功夫。
Now the question that comes to my mind when I hear that is if we have to work on our salvation, can we lose it?
咁我第一个嘅问题，当我谂到呢一点嘅时候咧，就系、是。如果我哋要去做好我哋嘅得救嘅功夫嘅时候，咁系咪代表我哋会失去我哋嘅救恩呢
？Or if we have to work out our salvation, does it mean that we don't fully have it yet？
或者话咧，如果我哋要去做成我哋得救嘅功夫嘅时候，系话我哋冇完全嘅嚟到得到呢个救恩呢
？Absolutely not，
绝对唔系。
The verse isn't talking about earning our salvation or having to work to keep it。
呢一節嘅聖經並唔係話俾我哋聽，我哋要去賺取我哋嘅救恩，亦都唔係話咧，我哋要去努力嘅先至能夠去繼續嚟到擁有呢個救恩。
This verse in Philippians tells us that we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling。
呢段嘅聖經裏邊佢話咧，我哋要嚟到去恐懼戰驚信服嘅去造成我哋得救嘅功夫。
But not that we have to earn。Our salvation.
但系唔系话我哋要去赚取我哋嘅救恩。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 says it this way: For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
以弗所书第二章第八、第九节嗰度话：你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Our salvation is not earned; it is a gift.
我哋嘅救恩唔系要赚取翻嚟嘅，而系神俾我哋嘅一个嘅礼物。
But when he says that we need to work on it with fear and trembling, he doesn't mean that we need to be anxious or nervous all the time as Christians.
但系喺圣经里边，头先我哋睇嘅，佢话我哋要恐惧战惊嚟到做成我哋得救嘅功夫嘅时候，呢度唔系话我哋需要常常嘅好紧张或者好忧虑、好恐惧会失去我哋嘅救恩。
In other verses, Paul tells us that we should have confidence in God as the author of our salvation, and he reminds us that we're his children.
喺其他嘅圣经里边，保罗亦都常常嘅提醒我哋，我哋需要嚟到对神同埋呢位嘅救恩嘅作者，我哋都需要对佢有一个完全嘅信心，并且常常提醒我哋，我哋系神嘅儿女。
So we don't need to be fearful. He's meaning though that we should have a healthy respect or reverence for God.
所以我哋唔需要嚟到系常常嘅恐惧吓。呢度话俾我哋听，我哋需要对神有一个有健康嘅一个嘅尊重，并且我哋需要嚟到敬畏我哋嘅神。
Now let me ask a question this morning.
让我哋要问大家一个嘅问题。
Has anyone here ever heard of the Raptors?
有冇人听过猛龙篮球队啊
？No.
冇听过。
Well, I think everyone
in the NBA has a fear of Kawhi Leonard.
我相信咧，喺呢個嘅籃球總呢個嘅隊裏邊咧，所有人咧，佢哋都對呢個猛龍嘅呢個主將 Kawhi 嚇係有一種嘅敬重嘅。
Sorry,
I'm not a basketball fan. So...
Oh, how many of you are just basketball fans only for the playoffs?
淨係決賽嘅時候先睇㗎，有幾多人係籃球係
？Yeah, me too.
我都係。
But all of the players in the NBA, they have this fear of Kawhi.
但其實喺呢個籃球界裏邊咧，佢哋所有人對呢個 Kawhi 咧都係好尊重嘅。
He's an amazing basketball player.
佢係一個非常出色嘅籃球嘅隊員。
But the other players aren't afraid of him, like he's going to hurt them.
但其他嗰啲嘅籃球嘅隊員就唔會話好驚佢，又唔係話咧佢哋會傷害佢嘅。
But they certainly have learned to respect him and watch out for him on the court.
但係咧喺呢個籃球場上邊咧，佢哋就一定要嚟到好睇住、好小心啊！你要睇住佢，對佢要特別嘅嚟到係尊重。
In the same way, as we work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
同樣嘅，當我哋要去恐懼戰驚嘅嚟到造成我哋得救嘅功夫嘅時候，
we need to have this healthy fear and respect for God and what He's given to us.
我哋需要對神有一個嘅健康嘅一種嘅尊重同埋敬畏嚟到係對我哋嘅神。
Now to work out in the verse that we read this morning means to bring something to completion.
頭先我哋睇到嘅聖經話，我哋要做成得救嘅功夫，其實咧呢個意思就係我哋要完成呢一個嘅任務。
And so we should be actively pursuing obedience in the process of sanctification.
就話咧，我哋要好積極咁樣嚟到追求，嚟到信服神啊！喺呢個嘅聖聖嘅過程嘅當中嚟到去努力。
You see, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are seen in God's eyes as perfect.
當我哋嚟到去接受耶穌基督嘅時候咧，我哋並唔係話喺神嘅眼中已經係完美嘅。
That's called justification。
呢一個咧，當神你要睇我哋嘅時候咧，你要稱義，呢個係我哋叫做即叫稱義。
And so God begins to see us or count us as sinless。
所以當神你要睇我哋嘅時候咧，佢係當我哋係為無罪。
But how many people here this morning are sinless？
但係我哋當中幾多人真係冇罪咧？冇犯過罪咧
？None of us。
That's
why we need to work on our salvation.
所以點解我哋需要嚟到去造成我哋得救嘅功夫
？That's why we need to pursue a life of obedience to God.
所以我哋需要嚟到追求一個信服神嘅一個嘅生命。
So we need to work out our salvation by putting effort into our walk of faith.
所以我哋要造成呢個得救嘅功夫，就係喺嗰個與神同行嘅呢個過程嘅裏邊，我哋要多下功夫。
We can't just sit back and relax in our salvation.
我哋唔能夠就咁你要坐喺度你都係享受我哋嘅救恩。
We can't just put our feet up. God wants us to work on our relationship and grow in our relationship with God.
我哋唔能夠就咁翹起我哋只腳我哋需要嚟到去喺我哋嘅得救嘅上邊，喺我哋同神嘅關係嘅上邊嚟到努力去追求。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul wrote, "Brothers and sisters." I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal.
腓立比書第三章十三、十四節嗰度話：弟兄們，我不是以為自己已經得著了，我只有一件事，就是忘記背後，努力面前的，向着標竿直跑，要得神在基督耶穌裏從上面召我來得的獎賞。
We work out our salvation.By going to the very source of it.
我哋要做成我哋得个功夫，就系我哋要翻呢个救恩嘅源头。
We go to God and His Word and build on our relationship with Him.
我哋去到神嗰度，去到神嘅话语嗰度，嚟到去同神去建立一个嘅关系。
So although work isn't always enjoyable, God's Word said that we need to work on our salvation.
虽然做工并唔系一件享受嘅事情，但系神话俾我哋听，我哋需要嚟到造成我哋得救嘅功夫。
Well, let's move on to our second point, which is work in.
我哋进入到第二点嗰度，就话我哋神喺我哋里边嚟到做工。
In verse 13 again, it says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according, or sorry, in order to fulfill his good purpose.
腓立比书2章13节那里说, 因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行, 为要成就他的美意。
So God is at work in you.
所以神在我们的心里面要做工, 神在我们的心里面运行。
He works in you first for salvation.
首先神在我们的心里面运行就是关于我们的救恩。
For we are all sinners and cannot save ourselves.
因为我们每一个人都是罪人，我们不能够来救自己。
The Bible even says that we are slaves to sin.
圣经甚至乎告诉我们，我们是罪的奴仆。
We're really lost in a sea of sin.
我们其实是在这个罪海里面来沉沦。
And we get stuck in our sin and we need help to get out of it.
我们在罪的里面，我们不能自拔，我们需要有人来将我们去拯救出来。
Now, I'm not sure if you've ever seen a car accident where someone has actually been trapped in the car and can't get out.
不知道大家有没有见过一些车祸，就是人撞车之后，他们被困在这个车的里面，不能够出来。
It's really scary when you see the top of a car squished down and you can see someone inside.
我看到整架车被压到扁了，有一个人还在里面，实在非常可怕的情景。
I've only seen that once in my life.
我在人生里面就见过一次。
And the rescuers brought something called the jaws of life out to actually pry the person out.
消防员就来到，就用这个救生钳，来钳开这个车身，来救出这个人。
The jaws of life were used to set people free from that car.
这个救生钳就能够将这个人从这个车的残骸里面拯救出来。
Well, we're stuck in a life of sin.
但我们却是在这个罪的生命里面来到被捆绑。
But John chapter 8 gives us hope, though.
约翰福音第八章俾到我哋有盼望。
In verse 34 to 36, Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
约翰福音第八章第34节至36节这里说，耶稣回答说：我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So God works in us first to set us free from our sin.
所以神在我们的心里面来到做工，就是要将我们从罪里面释放出来。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it carried on from where we left off. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance to do.
以弗所书第二章第十节，就是继续我们刚才所讲到的，二章第八九节里面所讲，第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We are created for good works, and we can't if we're stuck in our sin.
神创造我们，我们原是神嘅美好嘅工作。
We are God's handiwork, and God is at work in us.
神是我们神嘅工作，而神继续嘅喺我哋心里边嚟到去动工。
Now you've probably heard of something called the fruit of the Spirit.
我哋可能都会听过呢个圣灵嘅果子。
And God begins to grow those fruit in your life.
神在我们生命里面将这圣灵的果子来种植起来。
You can't just decide, okay, I'm going to be more loving, and I'm going to be more joyful, and I'm going to be more peaceful.
我们不能够只是我们自己去决定说，我要多些的仁爱，多些喜乐，多些和平。
No, God begins to grow those fruit in you.
这些都是神在我们生命里面来种植起来的。
And as God works in us and changes us, we need to yield to Him.
就是当我们要来到去神在我们生命里面来到动工，而我们又愿意去信服神的时候，这些圣灵的果子就会来到生长。
And then He begins to develop His fruit in us.
神就会透过我在我们生命里面来到让这些圣灵果子来到去成长起来。
Ephesians 5:25 says, "Live by the Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit."
加拉太书5章25节那里说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
You see, we need to work with God and yield to Him.
我们需要同神来到同工，并且需要来到信服神。
Let's get back to verse 13 in Philippians chapter 2 again.
我们再看回腓立比书二章23节。
God works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
According to his good purpose, it implies that we need to recognize God's sovereignty in our lives.
为要成就他的美意的意思就是我们要承认神在我们生命里面那个的主权。
So as God works in us, it needs to be coupled with our acceptance of him as our Lord, as our Savior, as our God.
当我们说神在我们生命动工的时候，就是我们需要与神来到去同工，成为一个合作的伙伴，以致我们能够去信服，去跟随神的带领。
Now, I know that most of you are at least Raptors fans for the next couple of weeks.
我相信大家可能过去的星期大家都是这个猛龙队的粉丝。
Now, how many of you actually saw Kawhi Leonard take that shot the seventh game last second?
有几多人是看过在这个这个联盟决赛第七场的时候，这个 Kawhi 射那个最后一球。
Okay, he took the shot and it hit the rim.
当射球的时候，他打中了这个篮的圈。
And I thought, ah!、
大家都很失望了。
But then it bounced. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
但他弹了四下之后。
And it went in.
竟然入了。
And what did all of the fans do?
那些的粉丝他怎么做啊？
哇！
哇！我都欢喜若狂。
Right?I even did that and I was sitting on my couch.
但我坐在沙发上面，我都会这样做啦。
If I had any popcorn left, it may have gone up, but I had already eaten it.
如果我食紧烤谷嘅话，可能都会倒晒啦。
What do the fans do?
但系其实嗰啲嘅粉丝佢哋喺整场里面做过啲咩咧？
Well, besides cheering really loud, what did the fans do?
除咗佢哋欢喜雀跃之外，佢哋做过啲乜嘢啊？
Us fans, we earned that win, didn't we?
是不是我们赚取这个的胜利呢？
No, we did nothing.
我们没做过事的。
I sat on the couch and ate popcorn.
我只是坐在沙发里面吃爆谷的。
But I cheered.
但是我欢呼。
I didn't do anything.
我没做过事的。
Same thing when you're in a race and you're running like crazy. Who cheers the most when you get to the finish line?
就好像我们赛跑的时候，我们跑得 很快，去到终点的时候，哪一个是最欢喜雀跃的呢？
Well, besides your parents, your fingers.
除了是你的父母之外，其实你的手指是最欢喜的。
When you cross the finish line, you go, woohoo! And your fingers.
跑过终点的时候，你就会来到欢呼。
Right, your fingers are going, look at us, we won, we won.
手指会说了，看看我赢了啦。
The legs are going, ah, excuse me, I did all the work here.
但其实只脚就说了，其实我才是做了最多的事情。
You see, if God is at work in us,
如果神在我们的心里面来到工作，
we need to recognize that it's God working in us.
我们要知道这个是神在我们心里面的工作。
It's not us doing it.
不是我们自己来到做工的。
But we do get to go along for the ride.
但是其实我们都是来搭顺风车。
Just like the Raptors tonight at 8 p.m.
就今晚这个的猛龙队8点钟有一场了。
As God is at work in us, we can rejoice in the knowledge that we are His children.
当神在我们生命里面有动工的时候，我们就可以来到欢喜快乐，因为我们是神的儿女。
We can rejoice in the fact that God is transforming us.
我们欢喜快乐，因为神是改变我们的生命。
Into the men and women and children that He wants us to be.
来到冒造我们，让我们成为一个更合祂心意的人。
Who He created us to be.
就是祂所创造与我们成为的形象。
So our final point this morning is working through.
我们今天最后一点就是神透过我们来到去做工。
We are to work out our salvation and our walk of faith.
我们要在我们的信心的道路上造成我们得救的功夫。
And we recognize that God works in us, changing us and perfecting us.
我哋都做神喺我哋嘅生命里边，心里边嚟到去工作，一路嘅嚟到改造我哋，一路嚟到使我哋更加嘅完美。
And as we look into verse 14, we'll see that God actually works through us.
但系我哋睇二章第十四节嘅时候，我哋知道神亦都透过我哋嚟到去工作。
This is the exciting part.
呢个系非常兴奋嘅事情。
Verse 14 says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of God."
腓立比书二章十四节嗰度话：凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责诚实无伪，在这弯曲半谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。 叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。Do
everything without grumbling.
凡所行的都不要发怨言。
I don't know about you, but I find grumbling is one of the easiest things to do.
我唔知道你系点啦，不过咧，我发觉咧，响我自己嘅生命里边咧，发怨言系最容易做嘅事。
I can complain about traffic like anything.
我可以咧埋怨下呢个嘅交通。
I can complain that the people in front of me are going too slow.
我又埋怨咧喺我前面嗰个车咧行得太慢啦。
I can complain about the guy that's going too fast and scaring me.
或者咧我行嗰架车又行得太快啦，吓亲我。
I can grumble about how long the lineup is at Tim Hortons Donuts.
咁啊，去到个Tim Hortons 买东西嘅时候咧，嗰条龙咧，我又埋怨太长啦。
I can complain that they run out of the little tape thing just when I get to the front of the grocer's line.
啱啱去到呢个嘅买嘢，啱轮到我嘅时候咧，嗰啱啱嗰啲嘅就卖晒。
I can complain and grumble that the weeds grow faster than my lawn.
我又埋怨咧，我草地上面嗰啲杂草咧，生得仲快过嗰啲青草。
I can complain in winter that it is too cold.
我又埋怨咧，呢个冬天咧实在太冷啦。
And in summer it's too hot.
夏天又太熱。
And the spring is too wet.
然后咧，呢个春天咧又太多雨水啦。
It's natural for me at least to complain.
我哋埋怨发怨言咧系好平常嘅事。
Can anyone relate?
大家有冇同感啊？
I see three people that are, oh, four people that are being honest.
都有啲人岌头噶吓。
So how can Paul say, do everything without complaining or grumbling or arguing?
但为什么保罗能够说我们凡所行都不能够发怨言起争论呢?
Well, grumbling is really discontentment made audible or audible.
其实呢，这个的发怨言就是将我们的不满来到用声音去表达出来。
Have you ever seen a kid at the grocery store checkout line and they're saying, because of course they put the chocolate bars right there, can I have a chocolate bar, mama?
大家有没有见过那些小孩子去到这个收银处那里，刚刚他又有些朱古力糖在那里的时候，小孩子就跟妈妈说，我要这个朱古力。
Or as I say, honey, can I have a chocolate bar?
或者我跟我爱人说，honey，可不可以我要买个朱古力啊？
The answer invariably is no.
咁呢个答案咧，好明显就系不可以。
Not today.
唔系今日唔得。
And so what happens?
咁会点发？有咩后果咧？
The discontentment becomes audible.
咁呢个嘅不满咧，就会嚟到去发出声音啦。
I want it.
我想要啊。
I want it now.
我而家就要。
Gimme, 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 gimme. I can't have it. I want it. That's the one I want.
我要呢个。
No, I don't do that with my wife.
当然我唔会同我太太咁讲嘅。
I wait till she gets to the car and then I run back and buy it.
我等佢走咗之后咧，我就即刻翻去买。
Oh, wait, is this being recorded?
系咪录咗音？
I'm just pretending about that one, honey, in case you ever hear this.
我就当大家冇听到啦。
But that's what happens when we grumble. It really, it shows the discontentment in our heart.
但其实当我们发怨言的时候，就表达了其实我们内心里面是有一种的不满。
But this verse tells us that we should do everything.
但这一节圣经里面说，所有我们凡所行的都不可以发怨言。
Without grumbling.
不可以发怨言。
If we can do this, we would certainly stand out in a crowd.
如果我们真的能够做到这样的话，相信我们就能够在人群的当中脱颖而出。
Because it's almost natural to complain and grumble about everything.
因为凡事上面发怨言，争论，这个是人很平常发生的事。
If we could do this, we would be very different from everyone around us.
如果我们真的能够做到不发怨言的话，我们就会在这个人群当中和世人会是很不同。
And that's what Paul is getting at. He wants us to do this. He wants us to stand out.
这个就是保罗来到教导我们，就是说我们要在世人当中，我们需要来到脱颖而出。
But not for our glory, for God's glory.
但是这个不是因为我们自己的荣耀，而是因为神的荣耀。
And this verse tells us that if we can do this, this not grumbling, we will shine like stars.
而圣经告诉我们，如果我们真的能够不发怨言的话，我们就能够好像明光照耀这样，来到是为了来到是见证我们的耶稣基督。
So how do we do that? How do we stop grumbling or complaining?
我们怎样才能够不发怨言，不去批评呢？
Well, I read in an article by Scott Hubbard a quote about grumbling.
咁我就读过一篇文章，系呢个 Scott Hubbard 佢所讲嘅，关于点样嚟到不发怨言。
Now, I've already said that grumbling shows our discontentment, but he goes further.
咁我已经同大家讲过咧，这个嘅发怨言其实就系表达咗我哋内心嘅不满，但系咧佢再进一步嚟到去解释。
He wrote this: grumbling is really even more than just discontentment. It is the voice of unbelief.
咁呢位嘅 Scott Cobble 佢话咧，这个发怨言佢唔单止系表达咗我哋内心嘅不满，其实咧佢系一种不信嘅声音。
It points out that when we are not content, it springs from a place of thinking that God will not provide our needs or meet our needs.
咁佢呢度咧就嚟到去指出，其实我哋内心嘅呢种嘅不满咧，其实系来自一个嘅思想，就系神佢唔能够满足我哋嘅需要。
I agree and think that if we truly have unwavering faith in God, then we can and will be content in all circumstances.
我好同意佢嘅讲法，而且我哋都相信，如果我哋真系能够一个毫不动摇嘅对神有咁样嘅信心嘅时候，我哋就会能够喺所有任何环境嘅里边，我哋都能够去有一种嘅满足。
Paul, the author of this particular passage, wrote in another place.
保罗佢喺另外一啲嘅圣经里边，亦都系嚟到提到。
I have learned the secret of being content.
我已经嚟到系对呢个嘅满足，我有一个嘅秘诀。
See, he was a man who was thrown in prison and persecuted for his faith.
保罗嘅生命里边，佢多次嘅被送到喺呢个嘅监牢嘅里边被逼迫。
He knew what it was like to have a lot of things, and he knew what it was like to have almost nothing.
他曾经是拥有很多的东西，但亦都曾经失去所有的东西。
When things are going well, or when things are not going well, we need to have faith that God is in control.
无论是事情顺利的时候，或者事情不顺利的时候，我们都需要来到对神有这样的信心，就是他仍然是那位掌权的神。
When we can do this, when we can see the good and the bad as part of God's plan, we are
content.
Now, one of the great Bible truths that I'm sure we all love is that followers of Jesus will be persecuted.
在圣经里面，其实是告诉我们，每一个跟随耶稣基督的人，他都会受到逼迫的。
The Bible also teaches in Luke chapter 15 that God prunes those he loves.
圣经亦都告诉我们，在约翰福音十五章那里，神是会修理那些他所爱的人。
These things are not things that we would seek out.
这些不是说我们要去追求的事。
And yet, the Bible also teaches that God uses all things together for good.
但圣经也告诉我们，神叫万事互相效力，来到叫爱神的人去得益处。
About a year and a half ago, my son got hit by a car.
大约一年半之前，我的儿子被车撞到。
Now, he's still alive.
他仍然生存的。So
at least we know that. But when he was hit by a car, he had done nothing wrong.
但其实当他被车撞到的时候，他没有做过任何的错事。
In fact, it was the very first day of school a year and 9 months ago.
那天刚刚是第一天的上学,第一年半之前。
His mom had practiced driving or riding his bike to school all summer long, and we were finally letting him ride his bike to school.
那我的兒子他整個暑假都在學踏單車,那天我們就讓他第一嘗試踏單車上學。
Because he was older and he didn't want mommy to take him to school anymore. But mom was going to take him up at least to the intersection where there's lots of traffic. And she made him, like they had practiced all summer long, you get off your bike and you walk it through the intersection when the little white walkie guy is there.
我們也教導他,當他去到這個十字路口的時候,他就不是踩過去,他就會停下來,然後扶著單車,就在行人燈的時候,就過這個馬路。
And in fact, my son Matthew actually waited for my wife to say, okay, you can go now.
我兒子Matthew其實他要等媽媽說,你可以過,他才過的。
There was an elderly gentleman turning left at that exact moment. Now, I don't blame him completely. Because the sun was shining down that street and it would have gotten right into his eyes. He would not have seen my son.
剛剛那時候太陽剛剛曬正在他的方向裡面,他可能真的看不到我的兒子。
But he hit my son.
但他撞到我兒子。
I was mad.
我就非常的憤怒。
My wife, she couldn't even see my son because the car came and he was on that side and got hit and fell over. She dropped her purse, her cell phone. She didn't care. She wanted to know what happened to her son. Well, luckily, nothing really happened to him. His bike was a bit damaged. I should say nothing physical happened to him. Nothing physically
harmed
him. But he was hurt emotionally. Whenever he came to a street corner, he was afraid. Not many 10-year-old boys are afraid to cross the street. Matthew wouldn't cross the street.
但是呢,Matthew呢,我兒子他就不敢過馬路。
My wife and I prayed about what to do, and God spoke to my wife and gave
her a verse.
And the verse was given to my wife to tell Matthew.
神給我們一句,一次的聖經來告訴我兒子聽。
The verse was this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
就是腓立比書4章13節,我靠著那加給我力量的凡事都能作。
Every time he comes to a street corner, that's what he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
每一次當他來到十字路口的時候,他就會來到讀這個聖經,我靠著那加給我力量的凡事都能作。
And now, his faith has been increased.
現在他的信心已經來到加強了。
He doesn't have fear anymore.
他不再有恐懼了。
Because he believes that truth, that he can do all things through Christ. And it's because Christ is working through him. God uses all things together for his glory. When we have faith, deep faith in God, we'll stop grumbling. When we stop grumbling, we show our faith in God and how He works to draw others to Himself. Because we begin to shine like stars for Jesus. So let's stop grumbling and start working. And let God work through us. So work out your salvation.
作成我们得救的功夫。
And allow God to work in you.
让神在我们的心的里面来到运行。
And let him shine through you.
也都让他能够透过我们来到去荣耀他。
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your truths this morning.
天父，我们为着你的真理，我们献上感谢。
May you use these truths to change our lives.
求你使用这个真理来到改变我们的生命。
So that we will shine not for our own glory but for yours.
让我们能够荣光，明光好像明光照耀一样的，不是为了我们自己的荣耀，却是为了神的荣耀。
And so that people would be drawn to you.
以致别人能够是被吸引来到归向你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
耶稣基督的名求，阿门。